Chapter 41. He brought me to the temple, and measured the post, 6 cubits broad on the one side, and 6 cubits broad on the other side, which was the breadth of the tent. The breadth of the entrance was 10 cubits, and the sides of the entrance were 5 cubits on the one side, and 5 cubits on the other side, and he measured the length of it, 40 cubits, and the breadth, 20 cubits. Then he went inward, and measured each post of the entrance 2 cubits, and the entrance 6 cubits, and the breadth of the entrance 7 cubits. He measured the length of it 20 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits, before the temple, and he said to me, "This is the most holy place." Then he measured the wall of the house 6 cubits, and the breadth of every side chamber 4 cubits, round about the house on every side. The side chambers were in 3 stories, one over another, and 30 in order, and they entered into the wall which belonged to the house for the side chambers round about, that they might have hold therein, and not have hold in the wall of the house. The side chambers were broader as they encompassed the house higher and higher, for the encompassing of the house went higher and higher round about the house. Therefore the breadth of the house continued upward, and so one went up from the lowest chamber to the highest by the middle chamber. I also saw that the house had a raised base round about. The foundations of the side chambers were a full reed of 6 great cubits. The thickness of the wall, which was for the side chambers, on the outside was 5 cubits, and that which was left was the place of the side chambers that belonged to the house. Between the chambers was a breadth of 20 cubits round about the house on every side. The doors of the side chambers were toward the place that was left, one door toward the north, and another door toward the south, and the breadth of the place that was left was 5 cubits round about. The building that was before the separate place at the side toward the west was 70 cubits broad, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick round about, and the length of it 90 cubits. So he measured the house, 100 cubits long, and the separate place in the building with its walls, 100 cubits long. Also the breadth of the face of the house, and of the separate place toward the east, 100 cubits. He measured the length of the building before the separate place which was at the back of it, and its galleries on the side and on the other side, 100 cubits, and the inner temple, and the porches of the court, the thresholds and the closed windows, and the galleries round about on their 3 stories, over against the threshold, with wood ceilings round about, and from the ground up to the windows. Now the windows were covered, to the space above the door, even to the inner house and outside, and by all the wall round about inside and outside by measure. It was made with cherubim and palm trees, and a palm tree was between cherub and cherub, and every cherub had 2 faces, so that there was the face of a man toward the palm tree on the one side, and the face of a young lion toward the palm tree on the other side. Thus was it made through all the house round about. From the ground to above the door were cherubim and palm trees made. Thus was the wall of the temple. As for the temple, the doorposts were squared, and as for the face of the sanctuary, the appearance of it was as the appearance of the temple. The altar was of wood, 3 cubits high, and its length was 2 cubits, and its corners, and its length, and its walls were of wood. And he said to me, "This is the table that is before the Lord." The temple and the sanctuary had 2 doors. The doors had 2 leaves apiece, 2 turning leaves, 2 leaves for the one door, and 2 leaves for the other door. There were made on them, on the doors of the temple, cherubim and palm trees, like as were made on the walls. And there was a threshold of wood on the face of the porch outside. There were closed windows and palm trees on the one side and on the other side, on the sides of the porch. Thus were the side chambers of the house and the thresholds.